This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Gobble, gobble, bitches. It's Thanksgiving. We all eat the same stuff every Thanksgiving. Let's not go crazy. It's about family, friends, and fun. Got my man Rami Lavi behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What's up?
Good. The Yanks up there offer to Juan Soto, which means nothing. I mean, that just means they came in lower than somebody else. Hello, Steve Cohen. The Nets are on fire. I got to give them a little plug there. Sweep their West Coast swing. Good job by the Nets. Good job also being out of the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Can't even do that right. The Jets are the Jets. But I'm going to start with the NFL. You know, you got a game at 4:15 or 4:30. Whatever time it is, it's the second game. It's the Giants and the Cowboys. And the only thing I'm looking forward to in that game, besides stuffing my face with dessert and taking a nap, is the response from the Giants. After last week's debacle against Tampa, after they cut Daniel Jones during a game week when they should have did it during a bye week, we'll see the response. Last week, they pouted and they cried. They threw tantrums. They didn't give any effort. They quit on the coach. They quit on the GM. They quit on the owner. They quit on each other. That's exactly what happened versus Tampa. Todd Bowles just blitzed again. And they almost got Danny DeVito killed. Yeah, I said Danny DeVito. I know I did. Tommy DeVito. They probably would have had a better chance if Danny was playing. I thought he was going to die. And he might not even play. He's got a stiff forearm. He took a beating. Quick turnaround. Hasn't played all season. He finally gets a shot, gets his ass kicked, and now he's feeling the effects of it. The same Dallas team that beat my team. Dallas hasn't won a home game. The Giants haven't won a home game. And here we are for the whole world to see two bad football teams on Thanksgiving. NFL Showcase. How you doing? I'm curious to see the response of this team to their coach. They walked their comments back. Dexter Lawrence walked it back. Malik Nabers walked it back, sort of. But he wasn't chewing gum obnoxiously. And we'll see. Now, if they get their ass kicked, I said it on yesterday's show, if they get their ass kicked by Dallas, I would leave Brian Daboll in Texas. Just leave him there. If he wants to come back, pay his Lyft or Uber fare. He doesn't even deserve to be on a plane. Enough's enough. I've gone back and forth with the callers about this. I told you guys, before the season started, everybody's like, no, you know, Daboll's all right. His job's not on the line. He's good. It's all good. You know, I want to stay with this regime, blah, 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 blah. Now looking back, do you regret those words? Do you still feel the same way about this regime? Do you still feel like they can get this done? Are they a package deal? Or does Shane get another chance to get a new coach in here? Which one is it? They both returned? They both get fired? Or Daboll's gone? Because it's obviously the GM's not going to be gone. They keep the coach. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. I think you have to clean house. I've been saying it for weeks. Both teams, the Jets and the Giants, but this is about the Giants right now since they play later on today on Thanksgiving. And for the 100th time, NFL, can we stop? Can we go back to the tradition of Thanksgiving, Lions versus either the Bears or the Packers? I'm good with that. Cowboys versus Washington. That's the way it always was back in the day. Or even the Eagles, keep rivalries. That's what Thanksgiving should be. Rivalries. This is exactly what it should be. Rivalries. Not randomness. Now, I know the Giants and Cowboys are rivalry, but based off last year, the Giants have no business being on the spotlight on Thanksgiving. No business at all. I understand the Bears. That's your tradition thing. They've been on Thanksgiving numerous times versus the Lions, so I understand that. But they have Caleb Williams now, so it should be a fun game. I know the spread is 10.5. Should be a fun game. Caleb is playing much better. Much better the last couple games. And it's good to see. How many people posted about Caleb Williams? Is he a bust? Not even halfway through the season is he a bust. You mean to tell me the guy in his town who's now a Viking, and the funny thing about Daniel Jones being a Viking, the funny thing about all this, besides him and Sam Darnold being, what the hell's that game when you throw the cornhole buddies? Sounded dirty. Cornhole buddies in 2020. Teammates. Remember who the Giants, there was talk of the Giants drafting? J.J. McCarthy. I laughed at that. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I just don't see it. And I wanted the Giants to draft him. Go ahead, do it. But now Daniel Jones is in Minnesota while J.J. McCarthy coming off a second surgery out for the season. And now he's the backup. And potentially, if Darnold gets hurt or if he struggles going into the playoffs, Daniel Jones could be starting a playoff game against the team he beat in the playoffs in 2022, a game and a season that set this franchise back, the worst thing that ever happened to this organization, winning a playoff game. That season. And Daniel Jones now is on a playoff team, on a playoff roster. Good for him. Kevin O'Connell's the coach, the quarterback whisperer. He's done it. I haven't seen Brian Daboll do it since Josh Allen. You know, people say, well, Daboll needs a young coach. A young quarterback. Well, Daniel Jones was not 35 when he got him. Danny Jones was still young. He's still young. And they failed him. This organization has gone backwards numerous times. Numerous times. And I'll say it again. They were 6-1 his first year. Since then, 11-26-1. 11-26-1. I don't want to hear about we've been in every game, a kick here and a catch here and a fumble recovery here. And no. You are what your record says you are. You are 2-9. You are pathetic. Pathetic. No Giant fan should be mocking the Jets because you guys pretty much have the same record the last decade. The ineptitude of both franchises is comical. Comical. So what I give thanks for, besides my mom and dad still being here, love you, mom and dad, and my nephews, my brother, my sister, for sure, is that I'm thankful that I don't root for any New York football team. Because I know bad football. Lots of bad football. Thanks to what I had to live through with my owner of my football team, Dan Snyder. And this is bad football. If you're an offensive genius, Brian Daboll, why is your team still putting up 15 points a game, the worst in the league, back-to-back seasons? See, they don't deserve to be back. If I had to pick one or the other, Joe Shane should be back before Brian Daboll. He had a good draft, so he bought himself some time, if you want to go that route. But it's got to be hard, a tough pill to swallow. sleepless nights that John Mara has to see the running back that he wanted to keep in Philly putting up MVP numbers. And if that bothers him, and more than enough bothers him, if that really gets to him enough, then he says, you know what? It's time to move on. I can't stand this. Because every time I see Joe Shane, I think of Saquon Barkley. Every time I see Joe Shane, I think of that stupid smirk on his face. And I'm being the owner right now, when I said it would pay me to see Saquon in Philly. And that clip is everywhere. And he smirked in the owner's face. Who's laughing now? So the over and under is 37.5 for this game. We'll pick all the games later, all four games. The Lions, Bears, followed by Giants, Cowboys. And the nightcap, will be 20 degrees, Dolphins, Packers. And we all know Tua in the cold doesn't work out. And then tomorrow's game, Black Friday, where everybody's fighting with each other over Cabbage Patch dolls. It's an old school reference, by the way. People my age know that. The Chiefs and the Raiders. If I had to pick out of all those games which game I'm looking forward to the most, it's the night game. It's the night game. I'm curious to see if the Dolphins could keep it going. Because the AFC is so bad. So bad. That when a couple weeks ago, when people were saying, you know, it was the Bengals and the Jets were in it at the time. And think about this for a second. The Jets are still mathematically alive for a playoff spot. That is insane. That's how bad the AFC is. That's how bad it is. But if I had to pick, there was the teams. It was the Bengals and the Dolphins. Which team do you believe in can go on a run? And the Dolphins were pretty bad at the time. And Tua just got back from injury. I said, the Dolphins have the better path. I believe the Dolphins could get on a run, go on a run. And they're playing good football right now. So be interested. That's the game I'm interested in the most, the night game. I'm going to lock in on that one. I'll lock into the Lions game because they were my Super Bowl pick to represent the NFC before the season versus the Ravens. I picked the Ravens to win it all. I'm interested to see how Caleb plays. Standalone game, Thanksgiving, his first one versus the Lions. You know, that building will be rocking. 10.5-point spread. But the second game, how many Giant fans are going to be locked into this? How many? This draft, to me, is two players, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. If the Giants don't have one of the first two picks, I'm trading out of it, and I'm loading up because you have a lot of holes to fill. You do. I'm trading out. Now, maybe I'll feel different as the draft gets closer and guys start putting up impressive numbers at the combine and, you know, breakout star here, which it happens. It happens all the time. But to me, and you see Joe Shane hanging out in Colorado practices, he doesn't look like a man that's going to get canned. We'll see what happens. It's either Shedeur or Hunter, and that's it. And in fact, the best player in this draft is Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter. And he's going to play both sides of the ball. I said it a while ago. Some people say, no, he's not. Yes, he is. Maybe not to the extent he does in Colorado. But yes, he is going to play both sides of the ball. He's a great receiver. He's a great defender. It'd be interesting to see what his primary position is, which one he takes more snaps at, cornerback or wide receiver. But he will play both. He is the best player in this draft. He's a unicorn. To me, he's like the Shohei Ohtani of college football. And he will be of the NFL. Now, the rookie contracts, you're slotted into wherever you draft, that's where you get paid. That's the way this works. But if he shows out his second contract, you're going to see teams clearing cap space to make sure they can be in the running for this guy. He is sensational. He is a game breaker. He's a game changer. And he's the kind of guy, if you don't get Sanders in New York, Giant fans, that you need to bring to New York. That pick right there, a Travis Hunter in a Giant uniform, or even Shedeur Sanders because you get your quarterback, that would excite me as a Giant fan. That would get my juices flowing as a Giant fan. but not bringing back this coach and or this GM together. No, that doesn't excite me. You can't repeat the same mistake you made with Daniel Jones. You kept Daniel Jones, you had to. Gettleman's pick. They inherit that quarterback. You can't have a new coach come in and inherit a quarterback he didn't want either. No, he didn't draft. So that's why I think it's important to clean house. Especially if you want a clean house, Giant fans, if you're a Giant fan, you want everything cleaned out. I hate to say it, but you want this to get worse. 3-14. 4-13. It's crazy with the odd number of games. I don't like it. 16 games works for me. I don't know if you knew about this, Rami. I heard it this week that the 17th game, the extra game, you've played somebody in a division where you know, wherever you finish at, you could have two Jet Giant games next year.
That's actually really interesting. They would do that though?
Two.
They wouldn't change it?
If you finish fourth and fourth, AFC East, they play NFC East. And then that extra game is you slot it in. You play fourth place, plays fourth, third, second, first.
Right, I know. But if they're playing the NFC East already, then they're not going to play the NFC East.
Look it up. Yeah. Me too, I heard it. I heard Evan and Tiki talking about it. Yeah.
What? But that doesn't make sense because that means regardless, they're playing a team from the NFC East twice next year.
I don't make the rules.
Is that true, though?
They were talking about it, yeah.
That no matter what, they're playing a team.
Well, if you finish fourth and fourth.
No. That's specifically with the Giants. But if that last team that they play is an NFC, it's been a long night already.
I get it. I feel like I haven't slept.
I haven't.
Oh, you really?
I've been here since before Nets basketball.
Wait, time out. What time does shift officially start?
Tonight, 8 something.
And what were you doing before? Because I know Alex was producing AA. Shout out AA. He was producing at first with Paulie. You were doing Nets.
I was doing Rutgers at that point.
Rutgers. They lose again?
What do you mean again? They won yesterday.
No, they lost to...
They beat Notre Dame.
The game before that...
They lost, yes.
What is it? I said Crenshaw State yesterday, playfully.
I don't remember.
Crenshaw, something like that. They lost to... I think that was an upset.
It was because they went on the road. They were in like a tiny gym and it was a homecoming for a couple of the guys on Rutgers and they should have won that game and they lost. I produced that game too.
So you've been here since 7?
I've been here since 8:20.
What time you been up since?
I took a nap today, so I got up from my nap about 2 p.m.
Oh, damn. And you're here till what?
6. I leave with you.
Okay. And then Richard Deere comes on after me.
Yeah, they lost to, I don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, see, I said to Pat Boyle yesterday, I said, they lost to Crenshaw State, started laughing at me.
this is the first time a freshman, first time since when, I'm not sure.
Harper?
Yeah, Dylan Harper, back-to-back games with 35-plus points.
You know, people are saying, oh, he's well-polished and stuff. Well, his dad's a former NBA All-Star. I mean, what do you expect to happen?
Who, Ron Harper? Is that his...
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, his brother Harper also went to Rutgers.
First time in the last 20 years.
Please tell me I'm right, because I'd feel stupid if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure his father is Ron Harper.
Let me look it up.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Anyway, the point is that what you were saying about the Giants, well, if that's true, then regardless, they're going to be playing a team... In the NFC East twice. Because the way it works is you play the teams in your division. Yes, you're right. It is Ron Harper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out. But regardless, you play everyone in the divisions, right? You have the two divisions that you play. And with the 17th game, you play a team that you're even with from a division. So regardless, if that division happens to be, but it's usually a different division, not a division that you're already playing.
Well, I'm going to look it up because I heard them talking about it, and I was puzzled as well. I did the same thing. And then they were talking about it, how the Jets-Giants should be the first week of the season. That's what it should be. If they're going to play twice, it should be the first week of the season. And
make
then,
it the first and the last.
Yeah, well, the last.
They'll be playing for the first overall pick. Like that would be great. Last week of the season, playing for Arch Manning.
You see people missing tackles on purpose. Oh, and...
I mean, did you see the video of, was it a lot, Ojulari?
Yeah. Oh, that's it, yeah. Listen,
did you see that video from this week?
No, because I was watching Washington. It was the same time Washington and Dallas.
Yeah, but there was a video going around on social media where he just zigged. I don't want to say the wrong name. So it was a guy on the Giants.
That's him. It is him.
It was Ojulari. It was the linebacker.
Yeah.
Just zigzagging through. Looked like he was trying to be the running back, like avoiding taking bad angles on purpose to not tackle.
You mean like Tecmo Bowl when they go
Dude,
the wrong
literally,
way?
He was zigzagging through, not tackling.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see it.
It's awful.
I heard about it, yeah.
It looks intentional. It has, like, you can't explain
that's
it.
That's what they said,
way.
Business decisions. They were making business decisions.
100%.
That's why the game later on today, I'm interested to see the effort they give now, because if they get smacked, they got to leave Dable and Dallas.
I'm just hoping that we get to see some Tim Boyle. Back-to-back years, Thanksgiving weekend. You remember last year. I was here for that.
It was the Jets played on Thanksgiving?
The Jets played Black Friday against the Dolphins. It was the first Black Friday game ever, and he threw the 100-yard pick six on the Hail Mary.
Yes, 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 yes. Timmy Boyle can sling it, huh?
Timmy B, he can spit it.
Out of here, man. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.